It's hard to believe now. Already 3 years has gone by, and the Mozart Festival Texas is returning this summer. Some great chamber music, some new things, and a wonderful orchestra concert that's going to be a big finale. Here, the artistic director, founder, the guy who thought all this up, Terry Frazier's in the studios. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit, tell us some new things about the festival this year.
Well, there's a couple of exciting new things about the festival this year. First of all, we are in our third year, hard to believe. And this year we're doing four concerts, starting July 26th, finishing up on August 3rd. And our opening concert this year is something we're calling the debut concert. And the idea of the debut concert is to give a podium, give a performance opportunity, if you will, to some young musicians from our area. I don't want to call them students because they're really young professionals, but young musicians who have recently graduated from university or college or are about to graduate. So the idea is to give them some performance experience and give them some idea of what performance life is all about.
That's coming up on that Friday night, the first day of the festival.
Right, that's Friday, July 26th, and we have a wonderful clarinetist, Gary Fair, violinists, Darian Thomas, Saul Romero, and Ryan Coppen, violist Bethany Mullen, and cellist Megan Swisher, and they'll be performing the Mozart Clarinet Quintet. Darian Thomas is going to be doing the Beethoven Spring Sonata for violin and piano, and we'll also be hearing the Brahms First Piano Trio in B major.
It's part of the Mozart Festival Texas at UIW. Performances are Friday through that following week, that Friday and Saturday. I know that you guys are going to be busy, that the chamber music is such a great thing that is been a tradition for it. And I know there are wonderful pianists folks might have seen as a soloist, Rick Rowley.
Yes, our friend Rick Rowley from Austin, from UT Austin, is going to be performing a solo recital on Friday, August 2nd. And he's going to do a wonderful program. He's going to do five Scarlatti sonatas. He's going to do one of the big Mozart piano sonatas, the C minor sonata. And we're going to be doing some Chopin and Liszt. It's going to be a wonderful recital.
We've heard him in some concerti before, and it's kind of nice to put a spotlight. He's done some chamber music
right
with the quartet and whatnot, but it's great to be able to see him. So we've covered some Fridays. Let's go back in time and talk. We're speaking with Terry Frazier from Mozart Festival Texas. Our good friend Daniel Kobiaka is such a talent, and he's going to be featured on that first Saturday concert, isn't he?
Yes, Daniel Kobiaka, who's on the faculty, the music faculty at University of the Incarnate Word, is going to be performing on Saturday, July 27th. He's going to be playing one of the Mozart piano violin sonatas, the C major sonata, K303, and he's going to be joined by Ryo Yanagatani, who was the 2009 gold medalist from the San Antonio International Piano Competition. And I know Rio's appeared with San Antonio Symphony and with Cactus Pear before, so he has quite a following here in San Antonio, and everybody who knows his playing knows that he's a wonderful, wonderful pianist.
And then joining them is the Artisan Quartet.
The Artisan Quartet from Austin.
Yeah.
They're gonna do the Dissonant Quartet of Mozart, which is, I think, probably the most famous of all the Mozart string quartets. And a wonderful, wonderful piece. And then they're going to finish the program with one of the Razumovsky Quartets of Beethoven, Opus 59, Number 3.
Now, that's in C major?
It is in C major. And
the, did you just say earlier that the Mozart Sonata is in C major?
The Mozart Sonata in C major. And guess what? The Dissonant Quartet of Mozart is also in C major. Yes, it's something that you'll probably never, ever hear of again for the rest of your life, but the entire program is in C major. And usually we don't program pieces for the entire evening in the same key. But in looking over the scores of these works, I realize that even though they are the home base, the tonic key is C major of these three works, they modulate and go off into all different directions, harmonically speaking. So I don't think it's going to be boring at all to hear an evening of C major.
Not with Mozart and Beethoven. I don't think that anyone's going to pull a Riot of Spring on your second concert.
Hope not.
Wow. Well, we're speaking with Terry Frazier, who is the conductor, the wonderful artistic director of Mozart Festival Texas. It's at UIW, two weekends, the last weekend of July and the first weekend of August. And the big finale is with the orchestra that I'm always very delighted to be a part of. And you've picked a wonderful program for this Saturday night concert.
Well, yes, the final concert of Saturday, August 3rd is going to be the Jupiter Symphony, the last symphony Mozart wrote, and Ryo Yanagatani will be returning this week to play the D minor piano concerto with us.
Two incredibly famous works, one very sort of dark, I think something that inspired Beethoven, perhaps, and then that final symphony, I mean, that last movement is so brilliant. I mean, there's just almost nothing like it in Mozart.
Well, there's almost nothing like it in music. I mean, the counterpoint in that last movement is phenomenal. But it's a wonderful symphony, very exciting. And then you're right, the D minor piano concerto, I think, is just about the darkest thing that Mozart wrote. The key of D minor, I think, is a key that he reserved for his really dark, mysterious, profound moments. But interestingly enough, the piano concerto, which begins in D minor very dramatically, it ends in a very happy D major. So I don't know if that's because of Mozart's sort of indomitable spirit, or if it was his acquiescence to the time, to the audiences of the 18th century. But it ends in a very happy, happy D major.
Yeah, and in between, the middle movement is so thoughtful and so, I mean, crystalline. I mean, it's just crass for me to even just describe it with words. I mean, it's just perfect.
It's amazing, amazing music, even for Mozart. It's wonderful and amazing.
Well, we're speaking with Terry Frazier from UIW, who is presenting four great concerts for the Mozart Festival Texas. These are folks from Austin, from Kerrville, from San Antonio. It's nice to see a nice local flavor, and that's made by design, isn't it?
Yes, that really is the idea, to focus attention on some of the wonderful professional musicians we have here in San Antonio. And, for example, we have a number of the orchestra who are teachers in some of the local high school and middle school orchestra programs. And so it gives them a chance to play during the summer and really play music and repertoire that's very near and dear to the hearts of all musicians.
So if folks want to find out more about the Friday of the first weekend or the second weekend, is there a number that they should call?
Yes, you can call the University of the Incarnate Word's Music Department, and that number is 829-3855.
Well, we are delighted, and congratulations on the third year coming up, and we look forward to much, much more.
Thanks, John.